for the purpose of critique, review, and education. The Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
Hey, it's the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling.
Jersey Mike, the junior. How was your week so far?
So far, so good. You know, we're adding more podcasts all the time. I know we're spacing them out a little bit, but we're only human. That's all there is.
I heard a rumor around the podcast mill that Adam Carolla is actually listening to some of our podcasts. Can you believe that, anybody?
Now, that would be
Adam
cool.
Carolla is listening to some of our stuff. I'm surprised.
You know, I gotta say, I've always, for 3 years before I started getting my feet into podcasts, I listened to podcasts and learned all I could. Learned a lot from Adam Carolla. Learned a lot from listening to a lot from another guy named Patrick Melton. He does a podcast called Nobody Likes Onions. And just kind of just take this all in and learn it. But it's kind of like Adam Carolla is hemming and hawing. It's like when you listen to him talk, he's like, well, I went to the coffee shop today. And the guy there was 42. You know, it's like, just you're losing your teeth there, Carolla.
But Adam Carolla, is it possible you're picking us up for your network? I'm getting close to hearing about this. Wow.
I'm all ready for that. Fart for shit, yeah. So, I talked about what we're talking about tonight, reviewing, playing, and listening, and watching. This is the Star Wars mashup marriage with Sgt. Pepper of the Beatles, the album.
That is what they call a different kind of concoction. Wow.
It really is. The only I don't know what their names are. It looks like Palette Swap Ninja. That's the uploader who uploaded all these. There's like 12 different tracks. They're about 5 or 6 minutes each. And they did a damn good job at doing this. So we're going to jump right into it. And we'll come back after each little video. There's 12 tracks. We did feature tracks 1 and 2 on the Nerd News. And I said at the time, we're going to see if we can find more. So what presented itself was this. So here it is. Sgt. Pepper versus Star Wars.
This time, but I'm hoping you'll believe I am. No, 'cause of your friends. Do you need something, Vader? I want those plans in my glove. Can you see she's a traitor? I need those plans in my glove. One part was jettisoned during the fight. I believe you'll find the plans inside. Passengers, all that we find. And you know that I want them alive. Oh, you're a spy with a list of help from your friends. And you lie with a list of help from your friends. Oh, you're gonna die with a list of help from your friends. Do you need something, Vader? I want those plans in my glove.
Okay, so there's the first part. What do you think? This track's one and
two. That's a nerd. That's a nerd composition song I've ever heard one in my life.
I mean, they got the guy that sounds like Ringo. Comparing Ringo to Darth Vader in there.
What I don't understand is why we like it, but then again, we're nerds, so you can't miss and not like anything Star Wars. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, you cannot not like this. I mean, I'm going to go home and I'm going to watch this with my dad when I do, in August, for the eclipse. So here's.
Maybe they'll find the stolen Death Star plans in Mabel's
Doomsday Vault.
Hey, Mabel, are you hiding the Death Star's stolen plans? Maybe that's what this is all about.
She's going to. So here we are. We're getting into track three of Princess Leia's stolen Death Star plans. This is Luke in the Desert. And if you're keeping time with your Sergeant Pepper trivia, here we go.
Picture yourself on a sand-covered planet. The Jawas find droids, your uncle then buys. This R2 unit, a bad motivator. Its head explodes and then it dies. Old apparatus and protocol droids, fix them like your uncle said. Life
Okay, what's your take on that one so far? Luke is in the desert whining now.
Well, he saw two sets of moons. A sunrise and a sunset look like they reversed the negatives where they filmed it. But let me tell you, he must enjoy his blue milk.
Noticed the blue milk before?
No.
Yeah, because they brought the blue milk back in Rogue One. They had it there. It's one of those things.
I know
things,
what blue balls are, but not blue milk.
Oh,
okay, so I never heard of blue milk. What is in blue milk?
It's what they have on the planet. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
So here we are. We're getting into track four. This is Never Better. Okay? Keeping in time with the Beatles music.
Stolen Death Star plan.
These guys, they've done a bang up job. So here we go, track four, and we'll be back to review this one. So that brings Luke getting his lightsaber and him getting Ben Kenobi, and they're dealing with the Sand People.
Interesting. Very interesting, because you forget all this and it's like... Wow. Oof, nerds, boy. Wow.
Yeah, this is the total...
This is really trippy being nerds.
You get seven more tracks to go through here, so... I was talking to you about during the interim there. You don't remember the big vehicle that the Sand People drove across the desert? They never did any interior shots in that. And I don't remember the video game, but I was over at a friend's house where you running around the desert or something, and you had the opportunity to run inside of it. And I'm like, that's it.
Did you run inside?
Yes.
Oh, what was it like?
It's like there's like catwalks around the whole edge of it. It's very hollow.
So this is the real one?
In the video game, their interpretation of what the Sand People's vehicle is like. I know it has a name, but I haven't had time to nerd out on that part of it. But it's very hollow, catwalks. It was just interesting. It's like, yes, I know what's inside
nerds.
Now. So here we're going to go in the fifth track, and it's called Imperial holes. I know you got something to say about that.
Donuts.
Donuts.
Time to make the donuts. Remember that commercial?
Time to make the donuts.
It's time to make the donuts.
Sounds like your friend Steve.
Yeah.
So each of these tracks are about 3 to 5, 5.5 minutes. It's worth watching. So here we go. The Imperial Holes, track 5.
The rebels just stole some key data tapes, and we are all left wondering.
Okay.
I wonder if all the gray walls is the same concept for Imperial Holes to make their donuts.
Yeah, because before I got to the lyric, because that's the Beatles song, Fixing a Hole, and it's one of the less known, doesn't get radio play, of course, but then you could commenting on what's on the walls. It looks like gurneys or something. You don't know.
You really don't know. Oh my God, you don't know. Wow.
Never, I mean, can you imagine if you had got, when did you get your first Sgt. Pepper album?
Never.
I remember I was in about sixth grade, and my aunt, who lived across the street from us, had just moved out. She left some Simon and Garfunkel records, some Beatles records. One of the records she left behind was this old tattered up copy, which was a reissue from 1974, but this is about 79, of Sgt. Pepper.
Never got an album, just listened to the music on the radio.
It was so cool, because my youngest brother had this old record player, one of those old ones. We put that on there, and the record was already beat to hell, and I think we beat it to hell even more. It was just, I'm looking forward to see what they're going to do with Good Morning.
Oh, I'm ready too.
So here we are up to track 6, He's Leaving Home.
Who's the question? Who's leaving home?
Desert morning, they're out exploring, the day begins. Says no, these blast points are too precise for their kind of raid. bus, they all travel in single file. This has imperial style. Lying there, smoking and charred at the top of the stairs. He looks down, there's nothing to save here now that his family's gone. Stormtroopers took his whole life away. Now there's no reason to stay. To Alderaan. Hey, can you teach me the Force?
Is leaving
just like my dad knew the Force. Let's find a ship at Mos Eisley and fly. He's getting out after whining about it for many years.
So the, go ahead.
Just like you said, it's clips of Star Wars with music.
Yeah, with the Beatles songs in there. And I mean, I obviously they put the video together using one of the more high-end, high-definition ones, because I've never noticed it, the dead body there.
Exactly. You know? The burning, charred body.
Yeah, and you know, you kind of saw the sandcrawler. That's
yes,
what it's called.
That's pretty big.
I couldn't remember what it was called.
Pretty big.
So here, we're getting into track 7. Now, this is from the Princess Leia and Stolen Darth Vader's play.
We need to get off world alive, so join me in this wretched hive of villainy. The ships for hire will all be there, though I suggest that you beware this canteen. Filled with men and monsters, crooks and fighters, and live entertainment, but no droids. 3PO, you need to go and wait outside. A walrus and his ugly friend are bragging that they're wanted men, and you'll be dead. Try to do you harm, I'll strike them down, cut off an arm of theirs instead. I guess they've never seen a Jedi or a real lightsaber in this bar. And of course, my power source comes from the Force. Chewbacca works aboard a ship that just might suit us for our trip, so let's convene. Wagner, Han's a wanted man, but they'll take us to Alderaan for 17. The docking bay's in preparation, a splendid flight is guaranteed for all. Climb aboard, his ship is stored, Bay 94.
So that was up to the cantina. They've met Han Solo. What were you saying about it while it was playing?
I forgot.
The part where, I mean, looking at the creatures in the cantina again, it's always refreshing and restoring because I forgot. It's those little details.
Exactly, I forgot.
That you forgot about. And yeah. You see it again, and now it's getting paired up with...
this movie is 40 years old. Yeah. You forget.
And it's being paired up with a movie, with a song soundtrack album
that's older than
50 years old, you know, because you've heard about the box set that's coming out. $120. Okay, I will review it when it comes out, maybe. But this is just a good way to get into
maybe
this.
Maybe Mabel can get down into her vault and got a copy before it's sent out because she's Mabel.
That's a possibility. But, you know, we just went over and we saw the new club here in Las Vegas called The Nerd. And because that's Chewbacca just made his appearance in the video. And on the wall in that club over there, framed, is a picture of Chewbacca with
actual hair
from his costume, allegedly.
Doesn't get better than that.
So here we are, we're gonna get into track 8, and this is The Force Within You, spoofing Within Without You.
Yeah.
Okay, so George Harrison's contribution to the Pepper album, Within You, Without You, that...
That kind of reminds me of something I saw on the bus today. It said at Church's Chicken, Purple Pepper is back.
Purple Pepper?
Purple Pepper, where you dip. So that's interesting that we're talking about Sergeant Pepper.
Yeah.
I wonder if that has anything to do with Purple Pepper. I've never heard of that before.
Seth, there's your squirrel serendipity for the day.
You did there it you go.
I didn't spring this onto you until...
Yes, didn't expect it. So we're dipping in Purple Pepper, looking for Princess Leia's stolen Death Star plan.
So that video will take you through that one. We'll take you through the escape from the surface of the planet to encountering the first encounter with the Death Star. That's No Moon. So here we are going into track 9, and it's called, what's it called here? AA-23.
Now that we've hidden under the floor, what do we do now? Maybe we could overtake the scanning crew, dress up like some stormtroopers too. Check the computer, Leia is here. We should set her free. Despite Han's objection, let's head to detention. AA-23. Come up with an excuse for the fight if it's not too weird.
Okay, that's one of my favorites so far.
Yeah.
Using when you're
23. That
is funny. 64, you're 64, the jail cell. That's got to be one of my favorite ones so far.
AA-23.
All right, so here we are. We're going into track 10. I think we've got three more left. This is Dianaga. Here again.
Cyanoga, sue a snake, flattered with how you like me. Would you feel free to please release my knee? Dinner, gonna be a whole lot thinner. 3PO come in already, where could he be? Oh, Dianoga, sue a snake. I don't know where you've gone to, but if we're flattened, you'll be flattened too.
Dianoga sewer snake.
I forgot about the sewer snake. Oh my god.
Now, did you ever see what the sewer snake looks like?
Yes.
I finally saw it because they released it as a toy when I think it was Hasbro released it.
It was something scaly, ugly looking.
Yeah, like, it was like it had wings.
Yeah,
it was
a semi-dragonish thing.
Like dragonish, yeah. So it was weird, but so that brings us up to the point of where we're at with the trash pit. So here we are now at track 11. This is Keep Moving. By the way, that was lovely Rita Metermaid they were doing there. So this is track 11, Keep Moving is what the song is called.
Keep Moving.
Get your furry valet out of my way. Keep moving,
was well done.
This is trippy, man. You're going back in time to relive nerd.
Yeah, I mean, but
Sergeant Pepper's spoof songs by Spankoff Ninja.
Or Palette
oh,
Swap
sorry,
Ninja.
I don't know why I said Spankoff Ninja, but it's like, oh my gosh, this is like being a nerd. Maybe because nerds spank off too much. I don't know.
Oh, that was good. Okay, so we're coming up to the last track. This is the reprise, which gets us into a day in the life of the Sergeant Pepper album. I think this is wrapping it up. So here we go.
If this is wrapping it up, it's going to be interesting to see what they throw at the end.
Yeah. Now, you know what? I've always wondered, okay, remember they showed the video there? They showed where Han Solo is jumping through the double bulkhead door as it closes. The lightsaber has never been strong enough to really cut through that quickly. It's like a effort and a sweat and a toil. But it can do it, but it's like you got to poke it and then drag. It's like opening a letter
and
or a box.
And, of course, you will be shot by the stormtroopers or captured.
Yes.
Or spoofed.
So I love the title of this. Reprise, A Day in the Life of Red 5. Red 5 was what Luke referred to as the commander when they went going to get to the Death Star.
So, Red 5.
So here we go. This is the longest track. It's 6:19. It's...
1, 2, Yavin, 4.
Let's go.
Oh, that was cool. That was a fine ending right there. I said as we were going into that, I wonder what they're going to do at the end of the day in life when they hit the organ or the piano, the boom.
The end of the Death Star.
The end of the Death boom. Star. That was perfect. I mean,
it's amazing how you don't remember that. And you're just like, wow, they flew in the anal crevice crack of the Death Star.
Yeah, the anal crevice crack.
Sank a couple torpedoes, little bombs that lit the mother up, and wow, did it blow up.
I mean, so those videos, they vary in views from 69,000 to 80,000.
The question is, though, did Leia's plans go up boom, or does she still have them?
I think they went boom.
Yeah, kaboom!
So,
the end of the podcast.
These guys, palette swap ninjas.
Look them up.
Go. I don't know. I don't think you can buy this because it's a fan-made
just
product.
Vibe it and use it and put it forward.
Yeah,
as nerds.
Share it. Watch their video because they might actually get some chunk change from
nerds,
YouTube.
Nerd out on us because we're going to do this, something like this again in the next couple weeks because this is good shit.
I got a quick question, okay? So, they've done the Star Wars. They got, here's my thought. Okay, so you got The Empire Strikes Back and then Return of the Jedi. Remember the Beatles albums? That was the Blue Collection and the Red Collection covers?
That's next.
They should take, whichever one came first from the early tracks, they should take The Empire Strikes Back, do that with the Red album, and then, or maybe the Blue album, and then vice versa for the Return of the Jedi. We got to get these guys on.
Or just mega mash it and mix it. Just surprise us.
Surprise us. That was good. So go watch it, go enjoy it. This is out.
That was pretty good, man.